Where are we right now in terms of the various types of tissue markers that have been looked at, not just the mutations, but also FISH and IHC, in terms of trying to predict the response to these agents?
There are two major schools. One is the mutation, so that's Boston, Memorial, essentially. And then there's the Colorado school that looks at FISH. Essentially, what it seems is that FISH predicts the non-progression, so the patient who would have a response, but also some patients that have prolonged stabilization. And so FISH may be, in fact, an easier thing to do in the Western world where mutations are not so frequent, yet you have at least 40% of the patients that benefit from these drugs, and this may be a good way of selecting them. FISH in East, so in Japan, they have done studies, is absolutely useless.
Really?
Yeah, because it's much lower, the level of amplification or high copy number, whereas mutations is much higher. So really, presence of mutation trumps everything else, FISH and immunohistochemistry. To say what will be used in the future, at least in the United States, is still a bit difficult. I would guess that EGFR mutations will remain a powerful way of selecting those patients that will have a dramatic response, I mean, some major, major response. And for the rest, FISH may be the better test. Something else is coming up is KRAS mutations, though. So this is being used in colon cancer already as a selection for patients who should not receive cetuximab or panitumumab. And data are coming up also in lung cancer, now with the TKIs, with the small molecules. So presence of KRAS mutation essentially predict no response, usually a very quick progression in these patients and poor prognosis. So in fact, there are already even companies that develop second generation EGFR inhibitors that select patients that are wild type KRAS for their studies.
So I know, I mean, for example, Memorial, they actually use KRAS as part of their... Do you think that people are obviously going to be ordering KRAS because of colon? Do you think right now it's kind of ready for prime time in non-protocol setting?
I think we need some more data. All what we have is really retrospective and not so many cases. I mean, it's not like colon where they've done large randomized studies and they've done it systematically. But the data is accumulating. I know that in Chicago, in a couple of weeks, there will be presentations showing a lot of KRAS data, and then maybe we will have enough. We are also doing KRAS mutations and essentially excluding patients from EGFR TKIs, at least in early stages, so, you know, first line.
For the patient who seems to be in the enriched population, for example, who has a mutation, maybe non-smoker, what do you think the clinical implications are in terms of where a EGFR TKI, i.e. erlotinib, fits in both in the first-line metastatic setting and even in the adjuvant setting off-study?
Yeah. So in first-line, there are many centers that are, in fact, treating patients already, so the patients that are never smokers. And, of course, if you have the presence of mutations in EGFR, that would make it even a stronger argument to do it. Now with the IPASS data, I think many people will start doing it, many more than in the past. So I think there is a category of relatively rare lung cancer. Women who never smoke get lung cancer. It's usually a more indolent form. And so you would attempt in trying a less toxic approach, one pill instead of two or three drugs, chemotherapy. I think that is coming. And the use of biomarkers will help in making stronger the selection. So not only clinical factors, but then supported by biological data. For the adjuvant setting, you know, there's this Radiant study that is about, I think, one-third of the accrual. Now, that study looks at FISH. So it has a statistical consideration in patients who are FISH positive. So it includes everybody, but it has a statistical consideration so that it makes possible to make conclusion based on FISH-positive patients only. So the study may become a positive study for all patients or maybe only patients who are FISH-positive. And so that would be interesting to see. And they are doing in that study now also, of course, EGFR mutations, KRAS mutations. And there will be a couple of presentations in Chicago, in fact, in a week or two, about some of these correlative markers that are being prospectively tested in the adjuvant setting. I think that in the selected patients, there is clearly a role for adjuvant treatment with TKIs. Again, probably will come down to patients who are fish or even better, who have mutations. And this is certainly a good thing for the West.